Abundant Grace. This is Dr. Ezra Pena, and today's devotional, The Gate of Generations. Joshua 24:15 says, "But if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom will you serve. But as for me and my family and my household, we will serve the Lord." Every family stands at a gate, a spiritual threshold between what was and what will be. Joshua understood this moment. After years of leading Israel, he stood before the people and said, "Choose today whom you will serve." He wasn't just challenging a nation. He was establishing a legacy. Joshua made a declaration that still echoes through eternity. "As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord." That was more than a statement of belief. It was a boundary line. And that boundary line was in the spirit. He was saying, whatever idols ruled our past will not reign in our future. My lineage belongs to God. You are standing at the same kind of gate today. Every prayer you pray, every value you uphold, every boundary you enforce, it all builds the framework for generations you may never meet. Today, I am a product of a generation that I don't know. Their prayers have been the legacy, have sustained me. And legacy is not just what you leave behind, it's what you set in motion. Your faith today becomes your family's foundation tomorrow. The altars you build now become the anchors your children cling to later. There's a concept called transgenerational resilience, the ability to pass down strength through patterns of healing and hope. Spiritually, that's what Joshua did. He transmitted faith through obedience. He didn't just break old cycles. He built new systems that secured a godly inheritance. Guess what? You can do the same. Maybe your parents didn't hand you a spiritual legacy, but you can start one. You could be that one day, say, "My grandfather, my great-grandfather, my grandmother, my great-grandmother," and that's actually you. Maybe your children aren't working or moving with God right now, but your prayers are already building the gate that will guide them home. God never wastes a seed of faith. He multiplies it generationally, and he goes beyond just the next generation. There are generations that will not even know who you are or what you did, but they will be blessed by your prayer. Decide today. My house will be a gate of glory, not grief. A place of presence, not pressure. A family that multiplies faith and not fear. Your last name is not a liability, it's an assignment. Heaven wrote your family into history because your obedience will echo beyond your lifetime. You are the hinge between generations. When you stand firm, heaven swings open over your lineage. So don't shrink back. Stand at the gate. Speak blessings over your family line. Declare life over your children. Every act of faith you live today is a prophecy over your descendants tomorrow. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for trusting and allowing us to stand at the gate of our generation. Today, we dedicate our families to you. Let your presence dwell in our lineage, your wisdom guide our steps, and your favor rest upon our children's children. May every curse end here, and every blessing begin here. We choose you. We choose you, Lord, now and forever. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. See, today I want to give instructions. Gather your family and write a house declaration. Example, we are a family of faith, forgiveness, and favor. We will love God, serve others, and leave a legacy of light. Read it out aloud all together and hang it where everyone can see it. You know why? Because you're not just part of a family. You're the gate God chose to change generations. Be blessed and be so encouraged. Bye-bye.